Listen to Outsources every Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. right here on KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM and 1390 AM. The time is now 7 p.m. Good evening and welcome to Opera Box. This is Gary McBride, your host, sitting in for Ron Nadell, and I'll be your host for the rest of this evening of classical music. Opera Box followed by a Classic Monday, where we have special guest Derry Center for the Performing Arts music director Jim Bailey, who's going to be joining us from 8 to 10 p.m. And we do have some ticket giveaways for next season's Derry Center for the Arts programs. And then from 10 to midnight, A Present Edge, the best in contemporary classical music. So if you don't want classical music, this ain't the place for you. But if you do, you're going to be in heaven for the next 5 hours. We're going to start off with Opera Box, the next hour of opera. And the Boulder, Denver area experienced its first real taste of winter this past week. And I thought it might be nice for you, if you're listening to your radio at home in front of the fire with perhaps a wee nip of scotch, and I'm thinking of you, Ron, or maybe a hot cup of soup, bowl of soup, or maybe a cup of tea. I've got some music from operas of winter, including The Snow Maiden, Winter's Tale, La Wally, War and Peace, and La Boheme. Let's start with The Snow Maiden, or Snegurochka, by Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky. This is based on the folk tale of the Snow Maiden, the girl of the forest, daughter of Grandfather Frost and the Spring Fairy, who cannot love because her heart is made of ice. This was written between Tchaikovsky's second and third symphonies and 3 years before the ballet Swan Lake. It's a major achievement and one of Tchaikovsky's most neglected large-scale works. Let's listen to the opening few sections of Snegurochka, The Snow Maiden. We're going to listen to the dance and chorus of the birds and the monologue of the frost.
Thank you. Thank you. отполосье мне петь. Люба мне, люба, люба, люба. Из леску по дорожке за возом воз на ночлег поспешает скрипучий обоз. Я обоз стерегу, я с дубиной вперед забегу на морозной пыли, на край поля вдали лягу маревом средь полночных небес, стану заревом. Разольюсь я мороз 90 полос, разбегуся столбами несметными, разноцветными. И толкутся столбы и спираются, а под ними снега загораются. Море свету огня яркого, жаркого, пышного. Жильем дымок завивается, в одну сторону погибается. Я туманом седым заморожу дым. Как он тянется, так останется.
That was tenor Vsevolod Grivnov singing the monologue of the frost from Tchaikovsky's opera The Snow Maiden. Are you feeling the chill? Well, you're listening to Opera Box on KGNU, and for the next 45 minutes or so, we're going to be performing operas that have to do with snow or winter. Coming up next, Winter's Tale by John Harbison. This opera from 1974 is based on the play by Shakespeare, and it follows the same basic plot. Leontes, the king of Sicilia, is consumed by irrational jealousy regarding his wife Hermione and Polixenes, the king of Bohemia. His resulting actions cause years of anguish and unhappiness, but after 16 years, through the help of their daughter Perdita, all is restored. Human error has been redeemed. For Hermione, who had been condemned to be a statue on a pedestal, is now brought back to life. We're going to listen to that final denouement from John Harbison's opera entitled Winter's Tale.
Thank you.
have not yet seen that which my daughter came to look upon. A statue of her draw the curtain. Settled senses of the world can match the pleasure of that madness. Let it alone.
I could afflict you further.
Do, Paulina, for has a taste as sweet as any cordial.
If you can behold it, I'll make a statue of my name. Descend and take you. Content to look on. What to speak, I am content to hear. For 'tis as easy to make her speak as
Oh,
the final scenes from Winter's Tale by John Harbison. We heard soprano Anne Harley, mezzo Jana Beatty, Aaron Engelbreth baritone, and Paul Guthrie bass, accompanied by the Boston Modern Orchestra Project, Gil Rose conducting. You're listening to Opera Box on KGNU. The time is now 7:29. We're focusing on operas in winter, operas in snow. And the next one is probably one of the more famous opera scenes dealing with the cold. This is the story of Rodolfo and Mimi, two young Bohemians living in the Latin Quarter of Paris in the 1840s, both half frozen from the winter's cold. And in a garret, they both have what they call in modern rom-coms a meet-cute. This is where they first discover each other and, of course, their love for each other. I'm talking about the opera La Bohème by Giacomo Puccini. And we're going to listen to two of the greatest voices to have ever inhabited those roles, tenor Giuseppe Di Stefano, known as the Golden Voice, and the incomparable soprano Maria Callas.
Non sono in vena, chi è là?
Scusi,
una donna. Prego, entri. Si sente male.
No, nulla.
Impallidisce.
Il respiro, quelle scale.
Ed ora come faccio? Così. Che viso d'ammalata. Si sente meglio?
Sì.
Qui c'è tanto freddo. Segga vicino al fuoco, aspetti un po' di vino.
Grazie.
A lei?
Poco.
Così.
Grazie.
Che bella bambina.
Ora permetta che accenda il lume, è tutto passato.
Tanta fretta.
Ah, l'ha trovata?
No. aspetti, signorina, le dirò con due parole. Chi sa che faccio, come vivo? Chi son? Sono un poeta, che cosa faccio? Scrivo e come vivo. In povertà mia lieta, scalo da gran signore, prime digni d'amore per sogni e merghi me. Thank you.
Mimi declaring her love for Rodolfo, just after Rodolfo declared his love for Mimi, just after they met in the middle of winter in Paris. You listened to soprano Maria Callas, tenor Giuseppe Di Stefano, performing arias from Act One of La Boheme by Giacomo Puccini. You're listening to Opera Box. This is Gary McBride, your host, and this evening we're focused on operas in winter. And next up is an opera that is almost never staged, but there is a very famous aria from Act One. I'm referring to a work of Alfredo Cantalani, the opera La Wally. And the reason that it's almost never staged is that the opera ends with an avalanche of snow. The opera is set in the mountains, and La Wally is a woman of the mountains. There is an avalanche that takes some of the characters to their death at the very conclusion of Act Four. We're going to be listening to that from a 1960 recording featuring Renata Tebaldi and Silvio Maggianica. But before we listen to that avalanche of snow, I thought I would play for you the famous aria, Eben Neandro Lontana, from Act One, the only aria that is regularly performed from the work. And if you're a 1980s film buff like I am, this particular aria and a secret recording made of this aria forms the entire plot of a French film called Diva. I highly recommend it. La Wally by Alfredo Cantalani.
dove son mai?
Sei sul mio cor, qual cupa oscurità
ruggi il dolore. Amor mio, sola qui non mi lasciar.
Tra le tenebre dense vo cercando il desiato sentiero del ritorno. Sentiero è scomparso.
Dimmi.
Fa cor, discendi per le rocce.
An Avalanche of Snow ends the opera La Wally by Alfredo Catalani. We heard Arturo Basile conducting the Italian Radio Symphony Orchestra and Chorus of Rome, along with Renata Tibaldi and Silvio Maggionica. La Wally by Catalani. We're listening to the opera program here on KGNU. We've got time for just one more piece of winter opera, and this from War and Peace by Sergei Prokofiev. We're going to hear the final scene when Napoleon is defeated by not only the Russian army, but more importantly, the Russian winter of 1812. The enemy has been put to rout.
Thank you.
Bass Alan Ewing was the voice of Field Marshal Kutuzov, announcing that the enemy has been put to rout, the defeat of Napoleon in Russia in 1812. That was the final scene of Sergei Prokofiev's opera War and Peace. We heard the Spoleto Festival Orchestra and Russian State Symphonic Capella, Richard Hickox conducting. Well, I'd like to thank you for listening to Opera Box on KGNU this Monday evening. If you love opera as much as we do, then please join us every Monday at 7 p.m. The time is now 1 minute after 8, and coming up next, a classic Monday. Our special guest this evening, Jim Bailey.
This program is made possible by you, the KGNU listener, and by Voices for Children CASA, a local nonprofit providing trained volunteers to support and advocate for abused and neglected children in Boulder County. More information on CASA and how to become a volunteer can be found at vfccasa.org. That's vfccasa.org.
Well, this is Gary McBride. Welcome to A Classic Monday. For the next 2 hours, we're going to be regaling you with classical music from the last 300 or 400 years or so. And as a special treat tonight, I have as my guest in the KGNU studios, the music director of the Derry Center for the Performing Arts, Jim Bailey.
Thank you, Gary.
Welcome. And I think you come bearing gifts this evening. Is that not true?
I do. We have some free tickets for concerts and a lot of music.
All right. So please stay tuned for the next 2 hours. You're listening to A Classic Monday. Now, we're going to be talking this evening with Jim about the silver anniversary year at the Derry Center. Could you tell us a little bit about the Derry Center if people aren't familiar with it?
The Derry Center is a multifaceted arts center located in central Boulder, 26th and Walnut. And the music programs there are fairly new in the last year and a half that we've been doing music programs. But there's also film, dance, visual art, of course, and there's, of course, the Parlando School for Music, which is also located at the Derry.
The Derry Center is the home for a lot of arts groups within the Boulder area.
Correct.
And it's a performing space as well. In fact, it's been recently renovated. If you haven't been to the Derry Center in the last year, I think you really need to take a trip over there and take a look.
That's true. It's quite a bit different than it was a year ago.
Yeah, there's a fantastic lobby and place to get some drinks and sit back and relax while you're waiting for your performance to begin. There are some arts spaces as well, and there are various forms of art that are hung or displayed in the center.
Correct.
Various times of the year.
On a regular basis, yes. We have different art spaces that have different exhibits virtually all the time.
So Jim and I are going to be talking this evening primarily about some of the classical music that he's got scheduled for early 2017. But I also would like to ask you, Jim, a little bit about some of the other musical programs as well that you've got. I know that you've got a program called Jazz at the Dairy, and you've got the Soundscape program. Could you tell us a little bit about those?
Certainly. We have three different series at the Dairy. One is Jazz at the Dairy, where we have a listening environment for jazz programs. We have a matinee monthly series called Soundscape that's 2 o'clock on a Wednesday, once a month at the Dairy. And then we also have what's called One Night Only, which is our evening performances as well. And those are quite varied.
And we're going to talk about some of those One Night Only performances, including some music that is involving Beethoven somehow. So before we get any further talking about some of the specific programs that are going to be featured at the Dairy Center, I thought we'd listen to some music that will be performed at the Dairy Center.